Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet The Amazing Podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be Amazing Podcast on SweatNet. And I'm your host, Seal. And I'm so excited you've decided to join me again today. This is episode 46, and I cannot wait to share my inspiring guest. So stay tuned. But before that, let's talk about the events coming up. So y'all, this is the last couple of days before Strong Camp Charlotte, which is put on by Strong Fitness Magazine. You can still register. It's happening this Saturday, May 22nd and Sunday, May 23rd. Go to strongcamp.com right now to register. And mark your calendar for the Be Amazing Weekend happening here in Charlotte, North Carolina on October 15th and 16th. You can go to beamazingweekend.com to learn all about the events, how you can participate. This is an all-women's weekend with a focus on health and fitness. We are going to celebrate each other. Paul Bucetta is going to be here. He's our chief photographer for the entire weekend. You don't want to miss all the fun that we have during the show and all the fun that we're going to have all weekend long. And you can even book a private shoot with him. So you can go to paulbucetta.com if you'd like to do that. And I want to take a minute and thank our sponsors for the Be Amazing Weekend. Our title sponsor, Strong Fitness Magazine. Our other sponsors include Burn Bootcamp Start to Finish, Run Charlotte Run, SweatNet, and our official tanning sponsor is Glow Body. So I just want to thank them for coming on board. This is truly going to be an inspiring weekend you don't want to miss. Now it's time to introduce my guest, Jennifer Van Barneveld Pay, also known as Coach JVB. Jenny has been in fitness her entire life, starting as a little girl training in the basement with her dad. She grew up and built a personal training and nutrition business, and since September 2020, she's been settling into her newest role as the president of Strong Fitness Magazine. Having grown up in fitness, it wasn't until unhealthy training and diet habits led to Jenny fainting on the gym floor while training a client, and she made a transformational shift to create a sustainable, maintainable fitness regimen and lifestyle. When she was able to find her new strong, Jenny started Strong Girls to support women's journeys in living their best lives. Listen into our conversation and learn bits of wisdom from this busy mother, trainer, executive, like not focusing on the timeline because the journey is the reward. Get ready to be motivated as Jenny encourages us to stop waiting and start doing because action beats anxiety. Stay tuned for this incredible conversation with Jenny. Welcome to the show, Jenny. I am so excited to have you here today. And we have so many things to talk about. Strong Girls, Strong Fitness Magazine, your life.
Thanks for having me, Celia. It's so nice to be here with you. I'm excited to chat.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to just dive right in.
Yeah.
What inspired you to, first of all, become a personal trainer?
Oh my gosh. Like so many things. I mean, as a little girl, I would always work out with my dad. He was always into like training in the basement and I would go down there and work out with him. I've been a competitive dancer from age 4 to 19. I competed in track and field. My parents had a restaurant and I worked in the restaurant since I was like 12 years old. And I remember at age 18, right when I was like finishing up high school, my parents were selling the restaurant and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to like find something to do now, like an actual job. And I didn't want to just go and get any job. And at that time I was like training in my, in a gym, a local gym at the time. And I loved like watching the trainers, what they would do with their clients. And I would see these transformations and I was like, I want to do that. I want to be a trainer. And I knew I was going to university. So I had to find something that, you know, I could work around that schedule. So I became a personal trainer. I got certified and then I started training my clients like early in the morning, 5 a.m. to like, you know, 9, go to school, come back and train a few more clients at night. So that's really how I started as a trainer in the gym, you know, just doing it all at that point. And
well, I want to go back a second because yeah. I can relate to you with my dad, because my dad was the same way. Like he would take us to the gymnastics gym and he was always doing it with us. So my dad didn't even start tumbling until he was 36.
Oh my God. So,
but he was always taking us somewhere to be at, you know, do some type of activity. So that's really cool that you had that kind of experience with your dad to kind of kickstart things. And it shows that parents really, we can influence our kids
just in lifestyle without even having to really say anything, just doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a firm believer actions are caught, they're not taught. And that's exactly how I got involved. I just wanted to be with him, you know, and I see that with my own kids now. You know, we have a gym in the basement and I'll go down and train, and Jackson, my 6-year-old, will come down and he'll do some stuff with me, like planks and push-ups, and he loves it, and like squats, and he loves our time together down there. So,
it's being passed on. I love it. Well, so you started out training, you're a personal trainer, and then when did it really become like you felt drawn to really focus on women, when that really kind of seems to be your calling?
Yeah. Yeah. So I was a trainer for a few years, you know, going to school. That actually was a really difficult time in my life at that point. Like when I look back, you know, I was going to university. I stayed local for university. All my friends went elsewhere. I was really busy with, you know, training clients in the morning and then, you know, going to school during the day and then coming back and like working till 9, sometimes even 10 o'clock at night. And, you know, at that point I felt like I had lost myself a little bit, and I was, you know, getting a bunch of advice from other trainers at the time on how to like diet down. I would see all these people like dieting down for shows and like getting ready for photo shoots. And I started to, you know, just really get interested in that type of thing. And then, you know, long story short, I started working for a supplement company too. So I really got engulfed in the fitness industry. And at one point, you know, I was like cutting out carbs completely. I was, you know, on an extremely low calorie diet, doing double day cardio just to get ready for like a fitness photo shoot. And, you know, I'd always had clients that I was training on the side. And one time I had actually fainted on the gym floor while I was training one of my clients. And that was my aha moment. Like I was so scared after that point. Like they had called the ambulance and everything. And I was like, you know what? This is not healthy. Like this is anything but healthy. And I felt like a complete fraud at that point. Like I was like, you know what? Here I am preaching, you know, healthy lifestyle, working out, eating well, and I am the most unhealthiest person in the gym. So at that point I was like, there has to be another way. I started to investigate schools for nutrition and really learning to fuel my body properly and not being afraid of food, not cutting out food groups. And once I started doing that, and once I started to eat better and train smarter, you know, started to lift weights and cut out all the excess cardio, I found my strong. I really did. I felt confident. I felt empowered. I was like, you know, I wanted every single woman to feel how I did and not that, you know, unconfident person before. So that's really when Strong Girls was built. I was like, I want to help women feel this way too. And that's when I developed Team Strong Girls.
Well, it's awesome. And it's awesome to watch, and we're going to get into more of this, of how the alignment with Strong mm-hmm. and all that you're doing now, like it's just incredible. But do yeah. you, is there, and I've heard, I want to go back to like, yeah. you have Find Your Strong podcast. So everyone needs to jump on and listen to that. I've been listening to it when I work out, when I go outside and run. Like, I'm
always oh, thank you. Yeah. And I have yeah. to have you on too. Yeah. I have to have you on there.
I'm a total fan.
Oh, thank you.
You've had some different women on there sharing their stories, but and you even had a client recently, but is there one client story for you that has just like touched your heart or gripped you in such a way that has kept you fueled this whole time to keep sharing the message of Strong Girls and to keep pushing forward to help women?
Yeah. I mean, I love storytelling. So I have like so many clients that I can't pinpoint one. But I can tell you a story that, again, led me to start Strong Girls. You know, we all have, you know, we all have reasons why we do something. And when I was transitioning into Strong Girls, I would get a lot of supplement companies hiring me to train, you know, their candidates for like a diet campaign. So for instance, like HydroxyCut. do you remember HydroxyCut?
Oh, okay. Yes, HydroxyCut, like back in the day. Yes, 100%. Yes.
Yeah. So you remember seeing those like before and afters of those campaigns, right? So they would always have a trainer behind them because they would have to lose weight in a certain period of time. So it was usually like 12 weeks. So one time I was hired to do this campaign. I was training a bunch of women to lose weight within 12 weeks. So they had to lose like a specific 25 to 30 pounds in that amount of time, which, you know, as a trainer, like that's a really short period of time to lose that amount of weight and keep it off, right? Mm-hmm. At one time I, you know, we did this campaign. This woman had lost like over 40 pounds. I was in the grocery store like maybe a month or two later and I bumped into her and she said, "Oh my gosh, Jenny, I need to hire you back." Like she had gained all the weight back plus more. And it only had been, you know, a month or two since we worked together. And her daughter was with her and her daughter's like, "Mommy, is this the girl that makes you eat like nothing?" And I felt so horrible. And, you know, like, meanwhile, she was asking me if she could come back on because whatever we did together worked. And I was thinking in my head, no, it didn't work because, you know, you weren't able to sustain that way of living, right? And that's really the time when I was, you know, that and combined with like me fainting was just like, you know what, I have to change this. Like there's got to be a better way to actually make women, you know, like teach them a sustainable and maintainable way to lose body fat if that's their goal, but also to gain strength, to gain confidence, and to not put it on a specific timeline. And that's when I started to say no to these contracts. And that's when Team Strong Girls was built, because we are very firm about not talking about timelines because everybody has their own journey, right? And you don't want to make anybody feel bad if they're taking a little bit longer to get to where they want to be. So that story of that one woman basically just changed the course for everything for me. And I always think about her and I always think about her daughter too, because I never want my strong girls to be eating out of Tupperwares in front of their kids. I want them to be able to enjoy pizza and have cake with their kids at birthday parties and, you know, not, you know, extreme dieting and eating in a closet, you know? So that's the story that really fuels me and keeps me going and make sure that my girls are living a sustainable, maintainable life and enjoying life with their families.
And I love that. I love the message of it. I love the fact that it's about women embracing who they are, embracing their bodies, mm-hmm. and loving themselves in that way by taking care of themselves. And that it is an individual journey. And I've heard the same thing with women that'll be like, "I want to do that challenge again where I lost, you know, the weight." And challenges are great. And I, you know, we do them for fun and it's a great way to set personal goals. And like, but there's also something to be said of like taking the timeline off and getting healthy just all the way around. Yeah. And so I really appreciate the messaging that you have with Strong Girls. And that leads into the match made in heaven.
Yeah.
Strong Girls and Strong Fitness Magazine.
Yeah.
You're now president, which is incredible. So tell us a little bit about that journey to where you are right now.
Yeah, it's been, so I've had Strong Girls since 2012. Strong Fitness Magazine has been, you know, on stands since 2013. And I mean, it was actually really funny because even, you know, when we first started, a lot of my clients thought I actually owned Strong back then, because they're like, "Strong, yay, we got a magazine." I'm like, no, it's not our magazine. And it was just so funny how it all came together. And to be honest, it's only been since September of this year, right? So my husband and I have like taken it over and we've really meshed both companies. But I've always believed that fitness is a vessel to help women feel strong, confident, and empowered in their bodies and their lives. And my mission in life is supporting women's journeys to live their best life. So it just seemed like such a perfect match. And I've always been about telling stories and, you know, telling empowering stories. And this just gives us another platform to do that. And so we're just super excited to blend both worlds and to build an even stronger, strong community.
It is. It's incredible. And I'm fortunate to be part of it. I'm so honored that I am a Strong Camp ambassador in Charlotte, which is amazing.
Yes. And the Strong Camp, when is your Strong Camp?
Camp is May 22nd and 23rd, Charlotte. Gonna be awesome.
A month away.
I can't wait.
And if I could travel, I would be there.
I know you would. So, but we are gonna hold it down here and share the love and gosh, all the photos and the fun that's going to happen.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, I am too. But I'm just excited to be aligned with Strong Fitness Magazine, Strong Girls, you. It's just amazing. Paul Busada. It's just amazing to have. To be aligned, because the messaging of what I do with Be Amazing and we're doing Be Amazing Weekend in October is all about sharing women's stories and celebrating their journeys. And it just couldn't be, I mean, the alignment just couldn't be any more perfect and the timing of everything. So it's just awesome. So I'm just excited.
Me too.
I don't know what else to say. I'm excited.
I feel the same, girl.
Girl power right here. Yes. Okay. So what I'm kind of curious about is, I know you're a mom, you have Strong Girls, you're the president of Strong Fitness Magazine, you have a podcast. You also take time for yourself to take care of yourself. So what on that, is there anything on your plate leading up to getting the role, you know, to taking the role of president that you had to let go of? Because I think as women, sometimes it's hard to let go of something to make room for something else.
Yeah. So the one thing for me, and it's to be perfectly honest, it's still in the works. I'm still transitioning there. And that's like, it's doing everything yourself, right? And so I've had to let go of a lot of things that I used to just do, but was probably holding me back from the big picture stuff. Right. Now that I'm the president, I've had to become really the president and not do all these little things, which I was so used to doing, you know, like just everyday tasks, like and teaching people to help me or do that for me or be okay asking for help. So I've worked really hard since September. I have some amazing people that I've invited into my team, and I just love it. It's been a challenge to like get my mindset around that and like now become like a leader and their teacher of how to do things. So I can actually focus on big picture things. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Cause I think when you're building something and you've been in the trenches for so long, and like you said, you're the one doing it. So like you're the one answering everybody's questions. You're the one making sure the messaging is clear. Mm-hmm. You're the one working on social media, coaching people, you know, running your household, like all of those things. And then all of a sudden you have the opportunity to have people help you. And it kind of can be like, what do I do? Like, what do I give them? Or what can I trust that they're going to do it like I would?
Yeah. Yeah. And it takes a village. It really does. And it takes leadership too, which is, you know, like I've always prided myself on being a leader, but it's a leader in different ways. Like you actually have to let go. You have to let go, and you just really have to be more strict and diligent with your time. So I time block a lot as well, and making that time to meet with your team very often just to make sure everybody knows what they're doing and everybody's aligned and feeling good, you know? So that's really been like a big transition for me, but it's growth, right? So.
Absolutely. And that's awesome. Well, and talking about balance, so balance of family, career, and then balance of health. What three tips can you give women that are working for you to help with that?
Yeah. So I have probably more than three tips.
List them all.
Yeah. Like I just said, be okay asking for help. I think as women, we struggle with that, especially with our kids, right? So be okay asking for help. Carving out self-care is very important. Because I mean, you've probably heard this, you can't pour from an empty cup. So, I work out pretty much most days. Like I have a schedule, but that's my time. I've recently started to work in a few baths a week at night. And it's just amazing how that makes you feel, right? Just that time to like unwind and really focus on yourself. Another one is never compare your progress in business to someone who doesn't have kids, because, you know, your life is just different. If it has to, you know, if things have to, you know, take a little bit more time than it normally would, you have to be okay with that when you're a mom. Another one is you will need to be 1,000 times more organized and focused than somebody without kids. And that's just plain and simple, you do, right? And then like just speaking from like a mom's perspective, there is no redo when you have kids. You know, the days are long, but the years fly by. So I recommend any mompreneurs out there, don't say yes to too many things if it takes away from your family.
I think that's such great advice. I know I can speak from experience. My son is graduating college. So he's 21 and graduated from nursing school this week, actually.
I can't even believe that looking at you. Like, you look so young.
I work at that.
Oh my God.
No, but I can look back now and see, like, at the time I didn't really take it in, you know, I look back now and I'm like, wow, I wish I'd slowed down just a little bit to have that little extra time, because it does fly by.
Yeah.
But those tips, like those are all great. And the whole bath thing is seriously on point.
I took one last night and I hadn't taken one in forever. And I'm like, I'm going to actually schedule like 3 weeks because I feel like a new woman today.
Yeah. Cause you just take that time to just decompress, shut the door,
lock the door.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So here's something I want to know.
Yeah.
What is your favorite workout?
Okay. So as a strong girl, I love lifting sessions. I just love it. I just feel so, like, you know, badass. I don't know if you can swear on here.
Yes, you can.
I do. It's just so empowering to like lift. I know that you probably feel the same way. So I schedule a lift session 4 times a week. I mean, they weren't as long as what they used to be before I became a mom. I mean, but 30, 40 minutes. And then I just love the outdoors. Like, I love hiking. I just bought a bike yesterday to go biking with my son Jackson, who's 6, and he's, you know, super excited about that. So I love anything outdoors. And I will be a lifter for life.
I love that. Lifter for life. I'm joining that club too. So, like, I've even taken breaks from it where I focus more on cardio, but it always comes back to that, like, the training in the gym, and there's something about picking up weights. There's just something empowering about that.
Absolutely. I feel so the cool. same. I feel the same.
All right. So your favorite song, quote, or podcast that gets you fired up for the workout? What is it?
Okay. So I have all three for you.
Okay, good. I love it.
My favorite quote is always, "The journey is the reward," because I truly believe that. I mean, as you know, our philosophy for becoming a strong girl is to not focus on that timeline, you know, focus on the journey. My favorite song, you're going to laugh probably, is Jenny from the Block.
Oh, yes.
It gets me going. I feel like it's my name, you know. And then my favorite podcast, I have a few, but I love, Earn Your Happy by Lori Harder.
That's awesome.
I pretty much listen to her on a daily basis.
That's so awesome. Well, I so appreciate you taking time, out of your busy day to be on this podcast. And before I let you go, is there anything else on your heart you want to share with the women who are listening?
Yeah. You know, stop waiting and start doing. So many people wait because they're scared or nervous about what maybe others may think. They're nervous about the outcome, but try to overcome this feeling and, you know, put some action in, because action beats anxiety. And I mean, there's, I've spoken to so many women over the years that always regretted not taking that step or not doing that thing that they always wanted to do. And I mean, it's just that simple as taking that first step. So go for it. Stop waiting. Just do it.
Awesome. You have wrapped this whole thing up perfectly. And again, just so appreciate your time and being on the Be Amazing podcast. Where can women connect with you?
Yeah. So I have, my Instagram is coach@coach_JBB. I also have @TeamStrongGirls and then also Strong Fitness Mag, and website the same. So it would be @coachjbb.com, @TeamStrongGirls.com, and @StrongFitnessMag.com. Yeah, you can find me anywhere, and I'd be more than happy to chat with you ladies.
Yes. Well, thank you again for being on. I'm so excited about Strong Camp coming up, Charlotte, and then also Be Amazing Weekend, and hope that you can make it yes, from Canada. So I'm that's fingers crossed, we're hoping. But Jenny, thank you again so much for being on.
Thanks, Celia.
Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about SweatNet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram @SweatNet and SweatNet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram @ItSealSmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast.